SBS Radio.
Almost 400 racist attacks have taken place in Australia since the beginning of April. That's according to a survey by the Asian Australian Alliance and Being Asian Australian. Osmond Chu, a fellow at independent progressive think tank Per Capita, is one of its collaborators. He is concerned people are still unclear as to what constitutes racism.
So there's really a sense that racism has to be either a physical attack or some kind of malicious act. Many people not only receive racial abuse, but receive just comments from people in the streets. Colleagues made racist jokes. It is quite clear from what has been going on that people aren't necessarily aware of what racism constitutes.
And an Australian National University study released earlier this week found that 3 out of 4 Australians hold racial bias against Indigenous Australians. Andre Obola, CEO of the Online Hate Prevention Institute, says failing to challenge that bias is problematic.
Some of it is deliberate racism. Some of it is people knowing that racism is bad, not wanting to be racist, but not knowing that they've actually crossed that line. We need more education. We need more work to actually educate people on where the boundaries are.
Education is just one goal of a newly proposed national anti-racism strategy. Some 30 organizations, including civil society groups and unions, have signed an open letter to the federal government asking for funding. Australia's last national strategy, established by the Human Rights Commission, stopped receiving funding in 2015. One of its campaigns, Racism, It Stops With Me, received a widespread community response, but Mr. Obola says a new strategy is vital.
I think the campaign moved the needle. It moved us forward a lot. The problem is, again, it was a very general campaign, and at that point it needed to be. We're now at a point where we could start gathering much more specific data. You know, what is spreading out there? Again, a lot of it through social media, which is misleading people, which is leading to a breakdown in trust within the community, which is causing tensions between different sections of the community. That's what a new anti-racism strategy would be able to tackle.
Australia's racism has been in the limelight after China issued warnings to its students not to travel to the country. The federal government has since disputed the evidence. Mr. Chu says the political feud won't necessarily bring about change.
I think that it's probably more counterproductive, unfortunately, that the response will be defensive rather than addressing what is quite clearly an issue by dragging it into a geopolitical debate. It unfortunately makes it harder to address.
Mr. Obola says a national strategy would include gathering data on racism, raising awareness, and educating the public.
Racism changes. It's moving all the time. That's why we need to have a constant strategy, and we need to have a strategy that can change and adapt and continuously be refined.
He fears that without intervention, acts of racism may manifest as more lockdown restrictions ease and people enter the community.
It could really come out once things have fully returned to normal. Once there's pressure on households because of the economic situation, those messages could grow louder and it could actually pose a more significant threat to people's safety. That's going to be a real problem given our multicultural society. You know, that's a major concern we have going forward, but we can see it coming, which means there is time to start responding if we move now.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.